This new sponsor is AgriValley Services, Ace Hardware, and More Motor Sales. AgriValley Services and the AVS Tech team, serving your broadband internet services and computer repair needs throughout the thumb and beyond. Buy your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. And buy More Motor Sales of Carroll, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, May 14th in the courthouse in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a hearing at 9:10 a.m. to amend the county's Property Assessed Clean Energy Program. At 9:20 a.m., Community Corrections Coordinator David Stevens will explain and present the fiscal year 2025 grant application. Some of the other items on the preliminary agenda that are expected to be approved include the proposed Michigan Department of Transportation agreement with the Huron Transit Corporation, along with contracting to have agricultural appraisals studies done, and the upgrading the digital recording system of district court. And multiple Republican candidates are contending for Huron County Commission district seats in the upcoming August election, which now feature four-year terms instead of the previous two-year terms. Out of the county's seven commission districts, only two have uncontested races. In District 1, incumbent Sammy Corey is running unopposed. In District 2, newcomer Kurt R. Geiger and Matt Carrion are competing for the seat. Incumbent Michael Messner is not seeking re-election. Meanwhile, District number 3 sees incumbent Todd Tulaski facing off against newcomer J. Scott Most. In District 4, incumbent Steve Vaughn is challenging the newcomer Darren R. Smithers. District 5 has three candidates vying for the seat, with incumbent Donald Musser facing challenges from newcomers Sandra Guza and John Hunt. Incumbent Joe Murphy is being challenged by newcomer Colby Goza for the District number 6 seats. And in District number 7, incumbent Mary Ellen Babcock runs unopposed. And in a collaborative effort between Sebring Police Department and Bayview Gardens, the Sebring Community Garden has blossomed, offering residents a green space to cultivate both crops and community bonds. The brainchild of Joyce, Mike, and Don from BVG, the garden found its roots in a casual conversation that ignited enthusiasm in the chief of police, Steve Repke. Located conveniently on the west side of BVG along 7th Street, the garden invites all to join in its growth. The grand opening Stake Your Claim event is set for Wednesday, May 15th at 3:45 p.m., with plans for amenities like a garden shed, benches, and a friendship garden plant exchange day. The Sebring Community Garden is poised to become a hub of community activity and growth. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from the used department at More Motor Sales.
And this is Dawn Foote from the new car sales.
Hey, Dawn, we got some great deals going this month. You want to hear what they are?
I do.
This month, on select vehicles, we're giving $3,500 more than what your car is worth.
Mike, why would we do such a thing?
Actually, we won't. We will give you fair market value on whatever you're looking at. And you know why we're not going to give you that much money over what your trade is worth?
Because that's not possible.
It is not possible, and it's not true. What will we do for the first 10 people through the door?
We will treat them just like the next 10,000 people.
So we're not going to do a special deal for the first 10.
No, why would we do something like that? We treat every customer the same.
So if you want a dealer who won't pressure you to race down here for false promises, but merely to get treated fairly and honestly, come down to More Motor Sales in Carroll, Michigan, and see me, Mike.
And me, Dawn Foote.
For the real deal. More Motors.
More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been making the drive to Carroll for more than 59 years.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen has announced that the Sheriff's Office will honor National Police Week by adding some flair to their uniforms. Starting Saturday, all staff members will wear a black ribbon over their badges as a symbol of respect and remembrance for the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their communities. National Police Week originated in 1962 when President Kennedy designated May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Since then, this week has been a time to honor law enforcement officers nationwide. Locally, attention turns to two individuals from the Huron County Sheriff's Department who gave their lives in the line of duty. Sheriff Joseph J. Murray tragically lost his life on Lake Huron on June 2nd of 1932, while Deputy Sheriff Kelly J. Vermeersch died in a patrol car crash on June 11th of 2000. As we observe National Police Week from May 11th to May 17th, let us reflect on the dedication and commitment of these fallen heroes. Their sacrifice serves as a reminder of the dangers law enforcement officers face daily as they work to ensure the safety of our communities. And Harbor Beach Schools announced via their Facebook page that the senior parade is being postponed. This decision comes in the wake of the sudden passing of a parent of one of the senior class members. In a compassionate move, the school's administration chose to delay the parade, recognizing the need for sensitivity and support during this difficult time. As of now, the makeup date and time remain undetermined, emphasizing the importance of flexibility from all Harbor Beach seniors and their families. The announcement on social media not only serves to inform, but also calls upon the wider community to assist in spreading the word about the postponement. And a collision on M46 near Isles Road in Moore Township on Thursday afternoon prompted an urgent response from St. Alec County Emergency Services, resulting in one fatality and four injuries. According to initial reports, a 31-year-old woman from Snover attempted to pass another vehicle while traveling eastbound on M46. Tragically, this maneuver led to a head-on collision with a westbound 2019 Buick Enclave driven by a 15-year-old teen from St. Clair County who was accompanied by family members. Emergency responders, including St. Alec EMS, Marlette EMS, and Eastern Huron Ambulance Service, swiftly arrived at the scene. The Snover woman was transported to McLaren-Lapeer Regional Hospital for further care, with occupants of the Buick, including a 49-year-old mother, her 11-year-old son, and her 48-year-old mother, received attention from the EMS teams. Sadly, the grandmother succumbed to her injuries, and the young boy was transferred to Flint Hurley Medical Care Center for specialized treatment. Despite wearing seatbelts, the circumstances surrounding the collision remain under investigation. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The 54th Circuit Court in Tuscola County recently issued a preliminary injunction against Zimba Dairy Incorporated, ordering the concentrated animal feeding operation to cease discharging wastewater into state waters. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced the injunction, which follows an amended complaint filed in April. Allegations against Zimba include failure to obtain a required wastewater permit, unlawful discharge of wastewater into surface water and groundwater, and the involvement in a 2021 incident that resulted in the deaths of thousands of fish in the North Branch White Creek. Attorney General Nessel emphasized the significance of the ruling, stating that this ruling marks a pivotal step in holding Zimba Dairy Incorporated accountable for its environmental impact and threats to public health. Zimba operates three locations with over 3,500 head of cattle, including more than 1,600 dairy cows, allegedly surpassing the regulatory threshold for cattle confinement. The 54th Circuit Court in Tuscola County is set to review motions for partially a summary disposition from both plaintiffs and Zimba on May 29th. And a Michigan judge has sentenced the former executive of a Massachusetts specialty pharmacy to at least 10 years in prison for the deaths of 11 people in 2012. They were injected and tainted with pain medication, which caused a meningitis outbreak that affected hundreds across the U.S. Barry Caden's sentence for involuntary manslaughter will be served at the same time as his current federal sentence for other crimes tied to the outbreak. Judge Matthew McGivney says Caden put the bottom line over innocent lives. And schools across the U.S. are increasingly turning to artificial intelligence and video cameras to spot guns. Some states are considering multi-million dollar grant programs for the technology, but many of those bills have been written with specific criteria. Not only one software provider can qualify. That company is Zero Eyes, which was founded a few years ago by military veterans. The chair of the National Council of Safety Director says the technology is good, but he has concerns about state laws giving preference to providers of particular security platforms. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. Donald Trump is blaming President Joe Biden for the criminal charges he's facing as the presumptive nominees prepare to face off in the November election, and called his New York hush money case a Biden show trial. Blasting the Democratic president as a total moron and a fool, Trump told the crowd of tens of thousands on the Jersey Shore that the cases against him were politically motivated and timed to harm his ability to campaign. Trump spoke at a Saturday evening rally in the resort town of Wildwood, 150 miles south of the New York City courthouse, where he has been forced to spend most weekdays sitting silently through his felony hush money trial. And a statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham is set to stand inside the U.S. Capitol to represent North Carolina, will be unveiled next week in a ceremony. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says House Speaker Mike Johnson, other congressional members, and the family of the Charlotte-born evangelist are expected to attend Thursday's unveiling in Washington. The North Carolina General Assembly approved legislation in 2015, asking a congressional committee to eventually approve a likeness of Graham for display. Graham died in 2018 at the age of 99. Each state gets two statues. Graham's statue will replace one of the early 20th century governor, Charles Aycock. And thousands more civilians have fled Russia's renewed ground offensive in Ukraine's northeast that has targeted towns and villages with a barrage of artillery and mortar fire. The intense battles have forced at least one Ukrainian unit to withdraw in the Kharkiv region, capitalizing more land and to Russia forces across less defended settlements along the Russian border. Meanwhile, a 10-story apartment block collapsed in the Russian city near the border, with several deaths and injuries reported. Russian authorities said the building collapsed following Ukrainian shelling. Ukraine has not commented on the incident. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This new news sponsor is Agra Valley Services, Ace Hardware, and More Motor Sales. Agra Valley Services and the AVS Tech team, serving your broadband internet services and computer repair needs throughout the Thumb and beyond. By your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Seabway Ace Hardware. And by More Motor Sales of Carroll, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in the Thumb and beyond.